It's a pleasure and an honor to be able to stand before you, and I know that for some of you, this is going to be the last time that I'm going to get to see some of you, since I know you're going back to your home congregations, and it's been great to get to know you, and hopefully our paths cross again. If you ever come out to California, stop by the West Visalia Church of Christ. I'll be glad to welcome you there. Add me online, find me on there, and we'll be glad to stay in communication and keep in touch about some of the good works that are going on in different places. I also know the challenge of this being the final lesson of the day, that everybody, you know, is tired. I knew you were tired during our class sessions because it was very obvious from some of you. But I know you got to go outside, play football or whatever. Now you came back in here. It's nice and cool in here. The seats are comfortable. You're starting to relax. I need you to stay with me, okay? Just promise me you'll give me about, 20 minutes. I won't keep it very long. Last lesson of the day. What I want us to do right now is I want to talk about the idea of the tip of the iceberg. And this is really our final lesson that has to go along with the theme of just beneath the surface. And what I want to emphasize right now is this idea, kind of going back to something that we talked about, on Friday night. What we often see on the surface is not a complete picture of who we really are. And I want to take that to the next level in this lesson and talk about that what we see even in ourselves is not necessarily what God sees. I think we limit ourselves a little bit too much. I think we limit what we are able to accomplish for God in this life. We say, well, I just don't have that talent. I don't have that ability. That's not for me. I don't think I'll ever be able to step out there and do this or do that. And the reality is, all of us have within us the ability to do great things for God. And I believe that God sees that potential in us. And a lot of times we allow, you know, maybe the discouraging comments of others to bring us down to a point where we say, well, I guess I just can't do it. Well, what I want us to do is understand that there's more to what you're able to accomplish for God than what you're even doing right now. Although you might think that you're at the pinnacle of what you're going to do in Christianity right now at this moment, there's another level that you can take it to. You might be involved this much, you can be involved even more. You might have this much knowledge, there's so much more knowledge that you can gain. You might evangelize this much, you might reach out to your community this much, there's so much more you can do for God if you allow God to use you and if you trust in your ability to get out there and grow and do things for Him. But let's take it back then to our illustration though of an iceberg. An iceberg is really just a giant ice cube, right? I know it came from a glacier and so on. But we understand with ice cubes, they have pretty much a kind of a short life cycle. I have an ice maker in my refrigerator. It spits out ice cubes when I need ice. And I put an ice cubes in my glass, pour a Coke in there, and it lasts for a while. And after a while, it gets hot and it melts, right? That's what ice does. Ice, if it gets hot enough, it's going to melt and pretty much it doesn't come back. I guess you can try to gather up the leftover water particles, place them in an ice tray, and try to freeze them again, but it's never going to be the same. And what we need to work toward is we need to work away from this idea of melting and kind of settling down, because here's what happens in our Christianity. We get to a certain point in our walk. Maybe you were baptized, you got involved, maybe you became a Bible class teacher later on in life, you got married, had kids, and you kind of plateau. And you're there. And I'm not saying you're doing anything necessarily wrong. Oh, no, you're not out there sinning. You're not forsaking the assembly. You're involved in church. Everybody who looks at you on the surface says, well, there's a faithful Christian. But we don't want that. We want to do more than that. And I see this happen in individuals. I see this happen with congregations. We get to a level where we're comfortable and we just kind of settle in. Well, God doesn't want us to do that, because if we just kind of settle in, after a while, like an ice cube, we're going to start to just melt away. We're going to start to fizzle out. You can use a lot of big words for that. You could call it apathy, maybe, complacency. It's all the same thing. It's all just, well, I'm going to go through life with the status quo. I go to church. I go to Bible class, and I'm a good person, and God's going to let me go to heaven. But we want to do more than that. We want to grow. We want to push ourselves. Right now, you are only seeing the tip of your potential of what you can do for God. God wants you to reach your full potential. God wants you to push yourself to a level that you've never been to before. A whole nother level of knowledge. A whole nother level of involvement. A whole nother level of evangelism and outreach, where you're doing more for God than what you ever thought possible. You know, you take me 15 years ago, I didn't think that I'd probably be a preacher. You maybe 5 years ago didn't think that you'd be a Christian or here at this youth rally, but you grew to a certain point. We want to keep growing farther. God wants us to grow. But here's the challenge of all of that. Like a complacent ice cube just sitting there, there's certain enemies to our growth. We all want to grow. I think we would at least say we want to grow. But what happens is we get stuck in a rut, we settle in, and we stop. I came across a quote that I thought was powerful by President John F. Kennedy. He said, "Conformity is the jailer of freedom and the enemy of growth." Right now in our life, we only see the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to what we can do for God, but so often we just conform to what's around us, conform maybe even to the Christians around us. And they're not bad people, but are they really pushing you to grow? So what I want us to do this afternoon is I want us to think about where we're at in our Christian walk right now and then think about where we want to be. Hopefully, there's another goal that you've set. Hopefully, there's another level that you want to attain to. And what I think what we need to do that, is look at our life and go, all right, I got to stop being comfortable. There's a preacher friend of mine, and actually he spoke out here a couple years ago, Caleb O'Hara. He did a sermon up at our Bible camp a while back, and his topic was, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's the idea, is the moment we're comfortable with our Christian walk is the moment that we stop growing. Our biggest enemy of accomplishing great things for God is that comfort zone. Hey, we're comfortable with what we're doing. My family goes to church. I read my Bible. I pray. I give every week. I'm a nice person. I go to work. I go to school. I don't cheat people out of money. I don't swear. I don't commit immorality. I'm comfortable with that. And although those aren't bad things, that comfort zone, that apathetic attitude of complacency stifles growth. It keeps you from reaching your full potential for God. Came across another quote I thought was powerful. It was, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. You take anybody who's ever accomplished something great, whether it be maybe a political leader or an author or someone in sports, a preacher, anybody who's ever accomplished something amazing, they had to do something that made them uncomfortable. They had to step outside of what they were used to and do something more. You think about that with athletics. Maybe you're comfortable running, a 4-minute mile, but you want to break down below that 4-minute mark and be one of those few people that have made it faster than that. You have to push yourself. You have to sweat. Your muscles are going to ache. You're going to train harder than you've ever trained before. But the moment you're comfortable is the moment you stop moving forward. You're not going to get faster. You're not going to be stronger. But instead, we got to push ourselves farther and farther each and every day because no one is going to do it for us. You know, the preacher's not going to push you to that next level. The elders of your church aren't going to push you to that next level. Your parents aren't going to push you to that next level. Your spouse isn't necessarily going to push you to that next level. You're going to have to do it. You're going to have to make that choice that says, I want to do more for God. I'm not satisfied with where I'm at right now. I want to do something bigger and better and greater for God. I want to reach my full potential. And it's going to be hard. You're going to get tired. You're going to get discouraged. You know, as a preacher, there's times that maybe I plan a new work or I'm trying some kind of outreach or evangelistic program and it doesn't work out the way I want or it doesn't get the involvement that I want. There's times that I'm tired. There's times that I'm broken. You take anybody who's accomplished anything in life, they'll tell you there's times that they're tired. There's times that they want to quit. But the whole idea is we don't stop when we're tired. We don't stop when we get weak. We stop when the job is done. We keep moving forward because we want to do great things for God. God wants us. He wants you to reach your full potential. So how are we going to do that? Well, just for a couple minutes, if you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Genesis. And I think as you look at the life of Abraham here, we can see how it is possible for us to reach our full potential. Right now, it's just the tip of the iceberg. You're doing good right now, but you could do so much better. You're serving God right now well, but you can do so much more. You could grow in your faith. We need to push ourselves. Let's reach that full potential. God has only given us a short time on this earth. Let's not waste it. Maybe sitting in front of the TV, playing video games, talking sports, hanging out, taking naps. Let's do great things for God. Let's reach our full potential. How can we do that? Number one, when you look at the life of Abraham, first and foremost, Abraham left his comfort zone. Look at Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 12, as I stand in front or behind the world's tallest podium again, Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, I'm just picking on you. Genesis 12, 1 through 3, it reads, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. And I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." Abraham had a good life. He had a life that he was accustomed to, but God said, let's do something great with you. Let's get out of this comfort zone that you're in. See, Abraham left everything he knew. He left his home, he left the life. He had a good life. But he stepped out of that and he went forward and did what God told him to do. God said, allow me to make your name great. Now we're talking about, we understand it's not just the name of Abraham, it's not personal greatness, but it's the idea of that through him all the nations are going to be blessed through his lineage. But what did Abraham have to do? He had to step out. What if he said, you know, I'm just not comfortable with that. That's just not for me. I've never done that before. I've always been happy. I'm satisfied. You know, God, the Bible says you should be content. No, he pushed himself forward. He went forward. He grew. He left all the things that could have held him back. Fear holds us back. Apprehension holds us back. The unknown. These are all enemies of growth. You know, those of you young men here maybe thought about preaching a sermon before. That first time you do it, you're going to be scared. But you know what? That fear is going to keep you from growing. You know, there's all sorts of things that hold us back. This happens everywhere in life. It happens at your school. It happens in the church. When you're just afraid, you never push yourself. Those of you that are involved in sports, I'm sure the first time you went out for that team, you were nervous. Maybe you're in drama or choir or something like that at school. You were nervous the first time. You were scared. Maybe you found you had a talent for it. You pushed yourself. You became good at it. At first, you were apprehensive. You were afraid. What if you just stayed at home hiding underneath your blanket and said, well, I just can't do it. You got to move forward. Abraham left his comfort zone. So here's what we need to do. If you want to grow, if you want to reach your full potential, just like not just the tip of the iceberg, but the entire full potential of what you have, do things that you never thought you could do. Try new things. Push yourself. Well, you know, evangelism isn't just something I'm cut out for. Try it. Push yourself. You know, there we started a while back there in Visalia a program of trying to get some of the men involved in teaching in our Bible class program. We have a great group of women who are involved in teaching, especially in the little kid classes and the ladies' classes. But we had a lot of men, and we're having trouble filling some of the adult classes. So we started some. We said, look, we know you're scared to commit to a 13-week quarter. Just give us one 30-minute class, and we'll help you out. And we set it up where we had like 13 different men. Each night, one of them would teach a lesson. Now some of them teach in our Bible class program all the time. But they started. They were afraid. They were scared. Well, I'm just not cut out for that public speaking. Some of them were awesome. Some of them weren't so great. But some of them had some real talent. And we wouldn't have known unless they left their comfort zone. They were comfortable just sitting in class, not leading it. But when they pushed themselves to that next level, they were able to do great things for God. Number one, you want to reach your full potential? Leave your comfort zone. Don't be satisfied ever with where you're at in your Christian walk. Now, I know God is proud of you. God loves you. God loves you despite your flaws and your faults and your shortcomings. But push yourself. Move farther. Don't be complacent. It doesn't matter how old you are. You know, I see this with older Christians too. The young ones, they want to move to a certain point, then they kind of plateau. And then the older ones are like, well, I did it back then. No! Don't be satisfied with where you're at. Never get comfortable until the day you die. Push yourself forward. Do great things for God. God sees your full potential. Number one, Abraham left his comfort zone. Number two, Abraham also devoted himself to worship. We won't look at all the passages, but if you look throughout the book of Genesis, everywhere Abraham went, he built an altar. He moved here and he built an altar to Jehovah. I mean, that's what he does. Everywhere he goes, he's building an altar. Now, we know that that Old Testament pattern of worship isn't what we're under now, but notice what's going on here. Everywhere Abraham went, he found time to worship God. Now, that means then that spiritual things were on his mind at all times. That means that wherever he was at in his walk trying to grow for God, he said, I need to put God first. I need to devote myself to him. Everywhere we go, we need to devote ourselves to worship. An individual that is constantly praising God is someone that's constantly growing closer to him. I see this happen sometimes. People let worship take a backseat. Well, I just don't have time now to be committed in that way or to come to services on Sunday. And no, you got to put God first. Push yourself to do great things for God, and do that by making sure that spiritual matters, whether it be coming together in the assembly for worship, whether it be a Bible study at your house, whether it be time of prayer, put spiritual things first and you'll grow. Don't be happy and satisfied with where you're at just yet. Push yourself forward, devote yourself to worship, and you will grow. Abraham left his comfort zone. Abraham devoted himself to worship. And number three, Abraham also removed sin from his life. Sin will hold us back. Look at Genesis 17. Genesis 17, and I'm going to start reading there in verse 1. It says, now when Abram was 99 years old, see, you're never too old. When he was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty. Side note, that's that term El Shaddai right there that we sing the song of. I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Now, we can continue reading there. We won't do that right now when he talks about the terms of the covenant. But ultimately, God told Abraham, be blameless. What does that mean? That means get rid of the sin in your life. See, you can't push yourself forward for God. You can't reach your full potential for him if you still got all those sins in your life that you're trying to ignore. If you got, you know, behind closed doors, you're living a sinful life. If you're faking it at one time, but you're living a different life when no one else is around. If there's secret sins in your life, that's like baggage that holds you back. You're not going to reach your full potential. You have to deal with that problem. Unrighteous living will keep us from growing. Sin stifles growth. And I don't know what exact sins you have in your life. You don't know what specific sins I have in my life. But I do know that those sins will hold us back. We can't just ignore them. They're not going to go away on their own. We have to address them. We have to deal with them, because every time we try to move forward a few steps, that sin pulls us back. We go, no, I'll try to get more involved and that sin will go away. No, it doesn't. It keeps pulling us back. We have to address that sin. We have to repent of that sin. We have to turn away from it, change our life. Like Abraham, remove sin from our life and we'll be able to grow and move forward. Whatever sins are holding you back, whatever sins keep you from reaching your full potential for God, remove them. Get rid of them. Right now, it's just the tip of the iceberg. But you can be so much more for God if you get rid of those sins. Leave your comfort zone. Be a worshiper of God. Get rid of sin in your life. And number four, if you want to move forward and grow for God, be willing to sacrifice what is the most precious to you. Now, I know in the case of Abraham, you're familiar with the story of Abraham sacrificing his son Isaac. And obviously, you know, God stopped him before it happened. And all of you that grew up going to Sunday school, you know that story. But I want us to think about it in this way. God was testing Abraham and saying, all right, Abraham, how dedicated are you? Now, we know that Abraham was willing to place his son on the altar, have the knife in his hand, and God stopped him. But God tested his dedication, didn't he? And Abraham proved himself as being faithful. He was willing to sacrifice what was the most important thing to him. Now, I know we could get to all the sub-point of, well, he understood that that was a child of promise and God could raise him up if he wanted to and all that. Yes, of course. But Abraham was willing to put his son on that altar. He was willing to sacrifice what was the most precious and most important to him. Maybe it's your free time that's the most important to you. Maybe it's some kind of friendship that you have with someone who's bringing you down that's the most important to you. Maybe it's money that's the most important to you. Maybe it's, you know, your freedoms that you have, or, you know, you're being able to do whatever you want and not be bothered. Maybe it's selfishness. Whatever it is, there's always something that we have that's the most important to us. We need to be willing to get rid of it. We need to test our dedication in order to grow. You know, you think about fasting. And I'm not going to get into a whole lesson about fasting, but fasting's there in Scripture. Food is pretty important to all of us. If there's one thing that fasting in Scripture did, not only allowed him to focus on prayer and all of that, it's a pretty good test to see how dedicated you are, right? I mean, I have a hard time giving up like soda for like a day or two. My kids always get after me, you know, Mom says that's going to kill you. You shouldn't drink that, you know. So, but I mean, sometimes food can be the most precious to us. Test yourself. Are you willing to give it up? Test yourself and say, you know what? Can I shut off that video game? Can I turn off the TV and read my Bible? Can I get rid of this free time that I think I need to have and go out there and serve someone else? It's about others. It's about God. Abraham was willing to sacrifice what was the most precious to him. Sometimes we're not even willing to give up an hour during the week to come and assemble with the saints for God. Give up things for God. Serve him. Push yourself and you will be able to grow. Think about all the things that you can accomplish for God if you just keep moving forward. Think about what you can do for God if you were to step out of your comfort zone and say, I'm not satisfied right now with where I'm at. I want to do so much more for God. God sent his son on the cross for us. God has done everything for us. Let's give back our everything to him. You know, I think we sung a song earlier today. You know, he is my all in all, and that idea. If he really is our all in all, we're going to give him every ounce of our being. God sees our full potential. He sees that you have the ability to do great things for him. Just step out of that comfort zone and begin just like Abraham did. Now, I was told an offer, an invitation at the end of our lesson here. Do we have an invitation song pick? Do you know what number it is? 970 is the invitation song, and in a moment, we're going to sing that together. But let me speak with you just for a second. As we talk about God seeing your full potential and the idea of stepping out of your comfort zone, right now, you're probably comfortable with where you're at. But maybe you're not a Christian and it's time to step out of that comfort zone and say, you know what? I'm ready to become one. Maybe you've been living a life of hypocrisy. Yeah, you were baptized a while ago, but you've fallen back into the old ways of life. You're not fulfilling your full potential. Come back to God. Yeah, it's going to be uncomfortable. Yeah, sometimes it's going to take work. Yeah, it's going to be hard, but it's worth it. That moment that you know that you're right with God, it just frees you then to move forward and grow for him. So if you're here and you're not a Christian and you need to study more here, I know there's people here that will talk with you. If you're here and you're ready to be baptized into Christ, they'll be glad to help you in that regard. If you need the prayers of this assembly here before we depart, maybe just for some encouragement. We want to help you. If you have a need, let's all stand together and come forward as we sing.